Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for having me. Part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, The Third Ingredient. And we're having a great visit with our good friend, Jeffrey Zabar, chiefhomeofficer.com, gotwords.com, roadtripmojo.com. That's his fun site. Check that out. His books are Home Office Know-How, Teleworking and Telecommuting. And I don't have the other one because I think it's at home. I think I read it. I got it on my desk at home, Jeff. Hey, Jeffrey, we're talking about staying focused. And one of the ways to stay focused are the tools that we have. You and I we can use our tools to segregate information in our lives. And we can use tools to help us not only stay focused, but help us get the information that helps us stay focused. And so as much as we have to be, we just have to be judicious in the way we use the technology, don't we?
Absolutely. You know, among many of the projects I do throughout the course of the year and have done for years is I profile executives from all different companies, and one of the sets of profiles that I do is CIO, you know, Chief Information Officer, CTO, yep. Chief Technology Officer, the technologists who work within companies or contract, you know, are providers to companies to help them with their technology. And one of the questions I always ask is, what tool can you not do without? In today's day and age, what technology tool can you not do without? And some will say cloud computing, some will say, you know, good internet, whatever. More often than not, the response is my smartphone. Huh. And if you think about the power, these are top technology guys, access, right. And it's one thing. We all have access to the top technology in the world.
Yep.
You know, it's a matter of the ability to use it. These are the smartest guys in tech. And for someone like him or her, them, to say that the same phone that I carry in my pocket is what they consider their power tool in their daily affairs is pretty remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's how we take advantage of these tools. And as a small business owner, I have all sorts of apps that I've loaded onto my smartphone.
A shocking percentage. I looked this up for an article I published 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I've forgotten the number. But a shocking percentage of Americans only access the internet on their smartphone.
Absolutely.
It's the only way they go to the internet. It's on the smartphone.
You know. And you know what's funny, because we were talking
I know young people who don't hold a book. They don't own a book. It's all in their phone.
Right. You know. And it's remarkable what they're able to do. And as a business owner, you can access your banking and your books. You can run your business. I use, you know, the suite of Google services.
Yep.
We'll see what happens after the anti-trade, you know, dispute going on. But I access everything with regard to my business on there.
Well, and when 5G comes in, that's going to go on steroids. As much as hard as that is to believe, it could even be more useful. 5G is not going to be a savior. It's not going to do everything. It's got some drawbacks, but there's also a lot of capability that it's going to add. When 5G becomes ubiquitous, like 4G basically is now, that's going to change things too.
It's going to be pretty remarkable, and all of this is available, you know, at a price, but it doesn't mean you have to spend a king's ransom to get a lot of this technology. And, you know, I mean, the new iPhone, what was it, 12, just came out, and so people lined up to get it, and they're spending all this money and whatever. I mean, I have a guy down here that I go to when I'm ready for a new phone. He gets a late model phone, you know, that could be months or a year old. You know, practically brand spanking new, unblemished. I buy it from him for you know, I don't want to say pennies on the dollar, but certainly a fraction of what it goes for,
right.
Brand new.
So you know a guy. Is that what you're saying? You know a guy?
I I know a guy, okay? I know a guy. But that's also key when it comes to technology, and we've had this conversation before. You have to have partners on your side. Look, I'm not a technologist. I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express. I don't know how to do technology. When I need it, I know who to go to. When I have problems with my websites, I know who to go to. When I need something gone down, you know, going wrong with my computer, you have to know who to go to. Just because you have technology in your pocket or in your hand that you can run your business doesn't mean you know how it works. I don't care how it works. Just work. So that's, you know, the flip side of that is having the team on board or accessible should technology, you know, something go wrong.
Yep.
Because there are two type of technology users, those whose technology works and those whose technology at some point won't work.
And most small business owners are their own CIO. I've had, I don't know how many times over the years people have said, okay, can you give me the contact information of your information person, that your IT person? And I say,
right.
You're talking to him.
You're talking to him. There you go. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, so, and that's important, and that's the way we run it. But I think we often lose sight of the fact of how powerful this technology is. I tell you what, have your technology go down.
Yeah.
And, you know, while you're working
today,
realize how important it is.
Which is another reason to be redundant in your technology. You know, make sure that whatever you do on your phone, you could, if somehow your phone drops down the toilet, you can move over and work. But you got to be careful about that. Hey, Jeffrey, I got to wrap it up. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely. If you'll have me, I'll be here.
Come, give us your website again, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com and RoadTripMojo.com.
Yeah, so check it out, folks. That's a fun one. Jeffrey's a bar, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get him back again real soon. He's been hanging out with us now for a long time. We can't do without him. I got to take a quick break. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blessing. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.